quoting this from the Nachum Beis halfway down the page. The Gemara wants to know why we're excluding by Nazir, which says Bnei Yisrael, we exclude the non-Jew, and by by Arochin, we include that a non-Jew can be Narach. So, by Arochin, there are two parts. There's the act of being Maharich and the state of being Narach. So we have, the Pasuk has an exclusionary phrase, Dabrei B'nai Yisrael, to exclude the Goy. And we have the Pasuk of Ish, to be marba the Goy, that he's Nerach. But over here, by the Nazir, we can't say B'nai Yisrael is excluding and Ish is being marba, because what is there to be, what are you excluding from? What are you being marber from? So over there, there's two parts. There's being marich, which a goy is excluded from. And there's being nerech, which a goy is included to. But over here, we don't have two parts that we can do that to. Bishop Gabi Rochen, Shinemar, B'nai Yisrael marichin, Reino of the Chachab marichin, Yachol Yehain Nerochin, Tamalam Reish. Okay. So Rosh, but Rosh, the so Rabbi says, okay, so let's work it out over here. So how would we say it over here? We would say, so Hacha B'nai Yisrael is Nozer and Revian Korban. They become a Nozer and they bring a Korban. That's the two parts. There's the Naziris part, keeping the halachas of Naziris, and there's the Korbanos at the end. Vain hoev the Chachavim Nozer and Revian Korban. Yachol af lo Yehu Nazir in Klal. Maybe the exclusion, so let's work it through. Maybe the exclusion is they can't even have Naziris without a Korban. There's no Naziris at all. Tamalam Re'ish, to be Marba, that they do have Naziris. They do have some form of Naziris. That would be the parallel Jerusha that you're suggesting to say.
So they would never, I'm sure I understand, they would never end their Naziris?
No, that means their Naziris would end. We would say their Naziris ends without the Korban. Let's see. Amri, let's talk that through. Imishum Korban, Alami Hoganafkale, that which a goy is excluded from the Korban of Naziris, as that pasuk is not here. That I have somewhere else. So the B'nai Yisrael can't be coming to be excluding the goy from the Korban of Naziris. What's the Mihasim? It says, the Pasuk says, so the Pasuk, full Pasuk, quotes here the full Pasuk. So the Berel Arim, the Bonav of Benesel, Ramatol Lehem, Yishish from Beis Yisrael, I mean, a Gerber Yisrael, Shayakriv, Karbanor, the Chol Nidrihem, the Chol Nidrihem, Shayakriv, Will Hashem, Le Oilah. So this ish is the ish which we're marba, that a non-Jew is no Jew in the Dorim and the Dovis, Ki Yisrael. So we say at the end of the pasuk, it says, but that which are being marba, that he's no Jew in the Dorim and the Dovis, like Yisrael, is Le'oilo. So what's Le'oilo telling me? That which you're being marbed that a non-Jew can be noyed in the door of Damascus, Israel, it can be kabbalas like a Jew. It's specifically for something like an oil. Prat with Naziris. So Dibur Rabbi Yosef Glili. So Rabbi Yosef Glili says that the goy can't be noyed in the door of Damascus. He can't bring the kabbalas of a Nazir. So I already know that a goy can't bring kabbalas of a Nazir from there. So what I'm saying over here, B'nai Yisrael is excluding the goy. it can't be excluding the goy from the korban. It has to be excluding the goy from the whole din of Naziris. So I don't have two things available to include him in one and exclude him from the other.
And we can't infer from Rabbi Yosef Glilit that he holds that the goyim have Rashayach and Naziris generally, it's just a korban issue.
It's a good question. I don't know. I have the same question. My guess is going to be that we're going to darshan. I have two miyutim to be my mind to go. I have the pasuk the kabbalas and the pasuk of naziris. I wouldn't have the pasuk of naziris. I wouldn't darshan this to me my to go from the korban. But now that I have the pasuk, from korban, I need both things. The final result is he doesn't do anything. But if I only have one, I would tell you that he can be a nazir, just doesn't bring the korbanos. So I need the other one to tell me that he doesn't have the korbanos. And then I say, well, I only say that once I know that he doesn't have the din of naziris. So I say he's excluded from the korbanos. So I can't be. The final result is going to be that he's going to be excluded from both. Okay. Okay, Amos and Mercer like this. Okay, you know what? Let's find a different suggestion of what we could exclude him from and include him in. So we have Bnei Yisrael to exclude, and we have Ish to include. So maybe like this. Ema, Bnei Yisrael, Noizim, Nazir, Asylum. So Christ, Bnei Yisrael is excluding that the goy can't have Naziris Olam. Yachol lo Yehu Nazirim. The goy can't be a Nazir at all. Tamalam Reish to Yimar, but they can be a regular Nazir. This can't be Nazir Olam. So that's the two things. You marba them to regular Naziris, and you exclude them from the Naziris Olam. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like that. The Rishonim seem to have a stam gemara without Rabbi Yochanan. Miksiv Nazir Olam. It doesn't say Nazir Olam in the pasuk. It's from a regular Naziris. So why would I say that the exclusion is from the Naziris Olam? Okay, Morse is fine. Amar, let's suggest a different shot of what we're going to include and exclude. Bnei Yisrael Madirin Bnei Benazir. Ve'enov dekhob Madirin Bnei Benazir. Yochalod Yehunazirim. Tamalam Reish. They could become a Nazir themselves. But that we had before, that the father has the power to undertake the naziris for the child, that's excluded from. The Mor says that's not good because Omer Rabbi Yochanan halacha he ben nazir. That halacha that the father has the power to undertake the naziris for the child is halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. So it's not discussed in the pasuk. Okay. So that's not good either. Okay, let's try a different shot. Emo, Bnei Yisrael Megalchim on the Zeros Avian. Ben Hoab de Gav Megalchim on the Zeros Avian. Yachol Lo Yehu Nazirin Tamalim Reish. So besides the another connection between the father and the child is that the child, in the case where the father was a Nazir and the child, and then the father dies before bringing his korbanos, the child could undertake a naziris with the intent to use the father's korbanos. So that goy is excluded from. But being a nazir, goy is not excluded from. And Morris says no. That's also halacha Moshe Mesinai. So pasuk is not discussing that either. Okay. So Rabbi's point is that we cannot learn ish timar b'goy emnei sotimimayit because there's no two things that they're available that the pasuk is discussing. So we darshan b'nei sotimimayit and ish is not coming to timar b'them. Even though by a rochin we darshan b'nei sotimimayit and ish to be timar b'goy. Here we don't do that. We have a different drasha for the word ish. Okay. So the Gemara, they're going to take out the word Ihachi. You know what? Let's leave. Let's see the Rosh. Well, the Rosh Elam Rava. Gabi Rochen Ikel Medrash. So your question was why by Rochen do we include the goy for something, and over here we don't. He says because by Rochen Ikel Medrash Miyuta the Bnei Yisrael Riyabuya, both things are available to darshan. There's what to exclude them from, what to include them from. Riyabuya the Ish. We don't have room for both drushas, a drusha of exclusion and a drusha of inclusion. Can refresh a puzzle. Hilchah miyuta darshinan. So we darshan the miyut to exclude the goy. Meish lematzah the ribuya midi. Mishem also the drusha achrinus. So we'll have to say that ish is coming. The word ish is coming for some other drusha, but not to be marba goy in anything, because there's nothing to include him in. So loyal or proud and loser. B'menachas perik. Ve'elam menachas darshin and ish sheyakiv karban. The rabbi soiv the chomish and nerdim the dorim of the dabeski Yisrael. So the pasuk says, "Ish v'bnei Yisrael in the garb, Yisrael shekriv korban loyel l'cholin tohem l'cholin tovasam, shekrivu l'Hashem loyel." So we darshan ish timar b'bnei goy. It says l'cholin tohem l'cholin tovasam. L'cholin tohem l'cholin tovasam. The rabbis oyla b'shlamim v'oifes yain u'levoyna. So you marb everything. If came out some lomer l'oyla, that says the end of the pasuk. So the source for excluding the guy from Corbin is over there. So must be the exclusion over here would exclude that he's not a Nazir at all. So it says maybe though over here we're excluding him from the Zeris Island. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Yeah, meaning Nazir Olam Ksiv, the Kol B'Kol Nazir Ari. So why are we excluding only Nazir Olam? B'nei Yisrael Medir Menehem can find Leil Ish Maris B'nei B'Nazir. So that the Goy is excluded from, but being a Nazir himself, he's included. Homer Rabbi Yochanan Alochi B'Nazir. L'Mistaber L'Ukmi Miutu D'Kro B'Darbashu Halacha L'Mashi Mesinai." So that the pasuk is excluding a goy from something which is halacha Moshe Mesinai. In general, the point of halacha Moshe Mesinai is not something which is discussed in the pasuk. So the pasuk is discussing that halacha Moshe Mesinai to exclude a goy from that din is not mistab. So the son can take over the money of the father to use for a korban. Okay. So the Gemara. So the guy takes out the gear of your hachi. We should have it. It's not a hachi. Well, now that you said what you said, they're for share. It's tam share. Ish ki yafli neder berchachah barochin lomeli. I don't understand why you need to be marba goy that that it goes in the parsha of Arachin to some extent. Michti, yeah. Iho iskish arachil and adorim. Demokrok ishki yafli nedre bechachot. We know that we equate arachin to nedorim, because the pasuk, when it describes the pasuk of arachin, it uses the lashon of neder. And Matanya Gabin Adorim, Ish Matabalamer, you could have said Ish. Why does it say Ish Ish? The Rabbi says of the Chabin Shem Nodjim Adorim of his Ki Israel. So that since the Goy can be Nodjim Adorim of his Ki Israel, so when I have the Pasuk of Bnei Israel by Arachin, which is equated to Nadorim, it's not logical to, and the Torah equates Arachin to Nadorim, it's not logical when it says Bnei Yisrael to exclude the Goyim totally, because the Torah equates Arachin to Nadorim, where Goy is included in the Parsha of Nadorim. So with just the Pasuk of the exclusion of the Goy, I'm going to assume it's not a full-fledged exclusion, and a Goy is included, and I'll say my Sura, he's excluded from being Marich, and he's included in being Nerach. See, if so, I don't need Ish to be Marba, Ish by a Rochel to be Marba, he could be Nerach. That's, even if I would not have said of Ish, by a Rochel, and that's what he would have assumed due to the hekesh to Nador. So Ish Kiyafli bin Arachin Lamali. So what do you need Ish by Arachin not to be Marber Goy, that a Goy is Nerach? Because then I know from the hekesh from those to Neder. That's what the Goy says, this kash is not an Ihachi kash. It's not based on what we said before, that now we have the kasha, the stomach kasha, that we have a drasha, which, so what the Ihachi is, now that you brought this drasha, that Goyim can be noyed in the Dorban and Dorban and Yisrael, so then I don't understand why you need Ish by Arachim. It's not really it's not a kasha on Rabba's din, or a swara. So more say like this, El Ha'ish Miboyer Leila Suya Mufla Samach Leish, that a child who's within the year before his age of B'nai Mitzvah, a boy or a girl after the age of 11, a boy after the age of 12, he can become the Marbahim, that he can be included in the Parsha of Erechim, Arachim. Moore says, "Lots of machlokes." Moore says, "Honey, chalaman damar mufla samachlish is the rice." The Moore has a discussion whether this din of mufla samachlish is in the rice, or is it in the rabbanon? If it's in the rice, so this pasuk is coming to Marba, and in the parsha of Arachin, the guys, the that mufla samachlish is included. But if you hold it on the Rabbanon, so then the pasuk can't become, obviously you're holding the pasuk, is not discussing it, it's being marbit. So as of the Gemara, it's coming in marba by a goy, where Marba Goy has it in the door. Supposedly written by Rochin, but we'll say Manuinian for Rochin, it's written for Nadorim. So you Marba Goy, that the Goy has a parsha of the door. And that it's telling me that even though by a Jew, there's halacha Moshe Sinai, that he has to be bar mitzvah in order to be Mekayev his neder should have validity of a neder, and his erich and harochin should have a valid erich. But by goy, so once he's over age, he understands what he's doing. His act of neder is valid. Okay. Fine. Some words says like this, that so when you're saying that we wrote that the pasuk of the pasuk over here to your marba mufasamach leish. If you tell me that a goy can be marich, so I need to be mechadish that a mufasamach leish by a goy could be marich. But if you tell me that a goy can be nerach, so what are you being marba that a goy can be nerach mufasamach leish? By Yisrael also, the harochin applies under the days of remission to regard to being nerach. The pasuk says from the age of 30 above 30 days, he's nerach. So what are you being marvel by goy? Even under the age of 30 days, that's not mistabra. So we've been darshing until now that a goy cannot be marach, but it can be nerach. But now we're saying, but there's one number which says the opposite, that a goy can be marach, it just can't be nerach. So I want to know who has the right to be marach, what age. So not only does a goy have a right, an adult have a power to be marach, but even a mufasamach leish has a power to be marach. Shap, Elamandam Rabbi Yisrael Marichin, Reid of the Chama Marichin, Loch Yachal Lo Yehu Nerach, and Tamalam Reish. So, and we're being married now, even Mufa Samach Leish. So, what does that mean? So, up from an age of 31 days and above, there's no difference between a Jew and a Goy. So, you're being married even under 30 days. I feel Tinuk Bar Ben Chodesh Bar Ruchihu. I can't. He's not. He's not. Could be the navel, which is the point of being up to the age of 31 days. So I cannot include him for this drasha. So Kiyafu Lomali. So what's it coming to your marba? Amar Vada Brahba Lasuya of Khachovim Godal. Dalbagab the Godal who Venu de la Haflois. A Gadol who doesn't understand what he's doing. So come to Marba then, that I think the gears over here are supposed to be Gadol who any day that loy, he's So he's going to be excluded. If he's not Yudel HaFlois, he's excluded. Okay. Fine. Let's see the rush.
We're assuming his Nerach is like the same value.
Yeah.
It's a little bit clear.
Okay, he's got carefully the Kazakh Managabi Rock and Lamali. The elder Shinan Minei, the rabbi of the commission and Rochin. So the goy is yes, Nerach. So Lamali, why do we need that? Why? Michti. Issues are Rochin in the dorm. The king of the Kabbalah, the other Kabbalah, Nojim, the Dorm, and the Dovus, Kisrael. Gomer included in the parsha of the Dorm, and the Dovus. Therefore, I feel he loiksiv ish, even without writing the word ish, by a rochin, have a mugmin and miyut to the Bnei Yisrael, the Mutay of the Kabbalah, and Shane on Marichon, the Lamuti Shane on the Rochin. I would assume they're included in the parsha to some extent, and the exclusion is not a total exclusion, because I know that in some ways they are like a Jew when it comes to the din in the door. See, even without the extra ish, my assumption is that they're going to be included for something. So I'll say they're excluded for being, they cannot be Maharit, but they're included, they can be an Erach. The Swaru, the Hashras are Rachel in the dorm, the Chomashanuchel. We should make them equal as much as possible. So, there's an exclusion. The exclusion is to Mimayit, the smaller Kiddush, which was whatever is more Mistabr, which is that they're not Marich. So Morris says, okay, so I don't need Ish to be Marba that a Goy can be Nerach. I know that from the fact that there's a Hekesh to the door. So what's Ish for? Let's see, Mufla Samach Ish. Now, Mahadi Thunder Brysel, Yachalod Yehune Rochid, Termalam Ish. The Brysel says that you're Marba that they're Nerach from the word Ish. Salah Davka, Midorim Yafin and Lay, Shev the Chom and the Rochin. Really, the truth is, I know that they're Nerek from the door, not from Ish. Altana, the Fum Riyadza, in the flow of where he was writing, Nakadak Joshua. That if I would not have another source, this would be the source. The mice of their Nerach. The source is from the fact that they're Nardar and Nadar and Adamus. But each could have been a theoretical source to be Marbis. So what's each coming for? Mufla Samach Leish. Vishama. But if you hold it to Rabbanon, so what's going on over here? So it's a move for some leash, David Kachov. We made a win in the Arachin that a move for some leash cannot be Marich. You can't be Barbara Goy from being Marich. Because they're not Marich at all. Today, when you're in the Dorim, that they can be a Mubba Samalish by a Goy, can be Noyder. Alba Gav the Israel, Loy, Havi Al Mirabonon. So we're gonna turn out that by Yisrael and Mufas Amalish is Drabbanon. But the Chabim Habi the Raisa by Goy is the Raisa. So what Takam Shat that the Goy is more Chomer than a Jew? Final time of the Kima the Yisrael also the Klal Ba Yachil Kashia Gadol. We need him to be an adult to have the parsha of Lo Yachel Devaro. The Rabbeinu and Shia Nidra Neder are the Osi L'Klal Bal Yachel. Since one number holds that Mufas Amachlish is not the Raisa, because the Torah's description of a Neder of a Jew includes the law of Lo Yachel. Well, he's not an adult. There's no Yachel Devaro. According to everybody, there's no Yachel Devaro. Even real Mufas Amachlish is the Raisa, means his Neder is Chal. That doesn't mean he has to, you can punish him with Lo Yachel Devaro. There's no parish of Lo Yachel. So therefore, we say this one. Number, the other, this other says it can't be. It's the Raisa. You can't have somebody saying the netter is a netter, but there's no Lo Yachel Devaro. That's not how the Torah describes netter for when it talks about a Jew. I want to come in the last say about Yachel. But a goy doesn't have Lo Yachel. He doesn't have mitzvah Torah, and still Marbina Lei Meish. You marbi him from the ish. Then kiyafli marbina feel a mufas samach leish. So then there's no reason to exclude a younger adult mufas samach leish by a goy, because why? There's no reason to exclude him. Samura says okay. So that makes sense if you're talking like the one who holds that the Rebbe is a goy can be marach. This is saying that not only can goy be marach, even a mufas amalish can be marach. But the way we've been learning until now, the goy cannot be marach; he can be nerach. So what do you mean marach? That he can be nerach? What age? So he holds that a goy can be marach, it just can't be nerach. Time of farish hasim the mistarbel look we rebuy the marach will the nerach. Mizavet the jargon is the marich and made in the rach. They're marach because they have a power to be marach, but they're not nerach because they don't fit into the pasuk of the zachar or the cave of the pasuk. So similarly, a goy doesn't fit into the pasuk of what's being nerach, but he's marach. So shabbat the rinalei. So not only can a regular goy be marach, but even a mufas amalish can be marach. Alamandamar the muki ribuya lenerach. The mashach ribuya mufas amalish. What are you being marach? Samach she. He takes out some of the one, this next line and a half. It says the shenerach afilu ben chodesh. You be married even under the age of that, under the age of 30 days. Baruchihu, he's not a baruchihu. So what's the coming to Marbu? I see I've come and God will share me there half the shame of my reef. Let's see that rush for tomorrow. Okay.